And that's a halacha. The second thing, you had the primacy of students. Cannot have a yeshiva, all rumors to the contrary notwithstanding, you cannot have a yeshiva without students. Basically, a hospital are patients, not doctors. Right? A mental asylum is inmates, right? And the yeshiva is students. You can't have all the rabbeim and the rashi yeshiva in the world. You have to have somebody to teach. So, and there's always a competition for students. And therefore, they established the primacy of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, regarding students. And that comes under the category that we would call Torah Eretz Yisrael. Ain Torah Ketorah Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean, Ain Torah Ketorah Eretz Yisrael? There's no Torah like the Torah learned in Israel. That's a direct challenge to all the other Torah centers in the Golis. And that's when Chazal said it. They said, in Bovel, it's great, Talmidei Chacham, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. You want to have Torah, Torah is Torah, you have to come to Eretz Yisrael. And we find that there is a cross-pollinization between the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael and the yeshivas in Bovel that lasts almost 600 years. The Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael to learn for a few years, then they went to Bovel to learn for a few years. There are people that went Sholchu Mehosom. They sent a message from this yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, and there Bovel sent back. Bovel could not deal with matters without Eretz Yisrael. They have to send them their students. No, we pass. When we get to discuss the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we'll discuss why we paskin like the Bavli. That's because the Jewish center in Eretz Yisrael was destroyed after that. The Bavli was sealed in about 550, and the Yerushalmi was sealed in about 150. So the Bavli had another 400 years to work on the halachas and to develop it. So therefore, that's why the Rif says that the Bavli saw everything the Yerushalmi wrote and took it into consideration, and therefore we paskin like the Bavli. It's 400 years later. But it, all things being equal, which they never are, but if it would have been equal, we would be like Eretz Yisrael, like the Mishnah is a creation of Eretz Yisrael. We would, all things being equal, Eretz Yisrael is entitled to primacy. Yeah, the setup is that I never stop talking, but you can ask questions.
Why did Chutzlar, why did Bavel accept this psak from Yerushalayim?
Because deep down in our hearts, we know that Munsi is not Yerushalayim.
But this is Bavel.
So Bavel also knew it. Deep down in their hearts, they knew. Yeah, they knew that Bavel is temporary. It's 1,000 years. It's 1,500 years. But the Beis Hamikdash is never going to be built in Bavel. And when Mashiach comes, he's not going to take us to Bovel. But deep down in the Jew's heart, he knows where he belongs. He knows that it's not going to be Brooklyn. He may build his house like it's going to be Brooklyn, and he may invest like it's going to be Brooklyn, and every, you know, but deep down in his heart, he knows it's not going to be Brooklyn. Right? He knows that whatever we build here is for Entival, eventually. Eventually, somebody else is going to be sitting in my front room, right? But if I own a house in Eretz Yisrael, so it'll be my grandson that'll be sitting there. My great-grandson, right? That's why in Eretz Yisrael, when they build, you see how they build. They build forever. The guy's got a yeshiva with four guys. He builds a Beis Medrash for 700. Why? Because eventually, he tells you he's going to be 700. He's right. So, I mean, it's something that we all know. And that's true whatever one's politics are. Right? Even those who are chas v'sholem, accused of being anti-state, anti-Zion, etc., but they know that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built in Williamsburg. They never said that. No one maintains that. No one maintains that the Jewish future is in the exile. We only say there is a Jewish presence now in the exile, and because of the Jewish presence, we have to do what we can. We have to see that the Jewish people should be able to survive here. But to say that the Jewish future is in Los Angeles or in New York or in Chicago is Johannesburg, it's not realistic. So they knew that Sura and Pumbedisa.